Welcome back for another week of the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. This week, I interviewed three students about what it means to be a Berkeley Engineer transfer student. What tips do they have, what they found the most useful, and why they're enjoying their classes. I did the interview in two sections. The first is with Christopher Branner-Ogman and Amanda Tomlinson, and then I caught up with Neri Barrera a couple days later. Chris, can you tell me what your major is and what community college you went to?
Hi, Laura. My major is EECS, and I'm from San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton.
And Amanda?
My major is also EECS, and I'm from San Diego Community College District from San Diego.
So my first question is what advice would you give to our listeners that are transferring in from a community college?
I would say a lot of the course material for these courses is online already, so I would read over it before I take any of the classes because it's hard to fully prepare yourself for the rigor at Berkeley.
So over the summer, I know some of the students are already here and they've SIR'd, and so they're getting prepared to start. They register on July 10th is when they're all registering this year. So do you have any advice for them that maybe before they register or after they register of what to do over the summer? Is there something that they should specifically look at or?
Definitely look at 61A. Like, all incoming transfers are probably going to take 61A and 16A their first semester. So, and all the course material is online, so you can go and do the problem sets and like look at the textbooks and stuff that they have.
Okay.
Get your financial aid ready, because you don't want to, like, when the semester starts, everybody is rushing Cal Student Central and they're super busy and you're gonna have like super long wait time. So get everything prepared, submit your FAFSA on time, and you should be okay.
Okay. Amanda, so you're from San Diego in Southern California. What was the hardest part of transitioning, and is there anything that you did to make it easier?
Other than just the high cost of living in the Bay Area, it was hard not to have a car. So like you're going to spend more on rent, but also like factor in, you're going to probably want to take Uber and stuff a lot too. So, and just like not having as much autonomy and freedom to move around.
Oh, okay. And both of you are part of our transfer pre-engineering program. Can you tell us what students who are planning on being in that program can expect to get out of it? You want to start, Amanda?
I would say number one is like find your study buddies and find a group that you can work with in the upcoming semesters. That's what I got out of it the most.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a social group, actually. Like, you can develop friends, you get, like, so you don't come here lonely.
And are either one of you involved in research?
Yeah, we both are.
Can you tell me how you got involved in your current lab then?
So I asked several grad students if they had projects for me, and the first couple ones didn't, but I finally found a project that I could work on, and I'm in the Swarm Lab now.
And what are you doing there?
I'm working on circuits, so designing circuits for them.
Oh, okay. And what about you, Chris?
So my process was a little bit different. I went into a professor's office hours. I really liked this professor, so I went into his office hours, and I wanted to talk about course material. But in the midst of us doing this, there were grad students coming in and out, and what they were talking about was really interesting. And so, like, as I asked him more questions, my involvement in the research kind of grew organically from there. And then at the end, we were just kind of in agreement that it'd be great if I could get in the lab over the summer.
When you were investigating the research that you wanted to do, was there some specific process that you went through or anything?
I would say if you don't already know a professor, but you know you want to work with them, it's you can look to see what papers they publish and which grad students are on those papers. And then for me, it was easier to approach a grad student than a professor. So you can ask the grad students that work under the professor you want to work with.
Oh, okay.
For a research project.
The project that I'm working on wasn't even the one being talked about in his office. But
oh.
He just kind of like put me on an interesting project, and I don't know. I enjoy it.
Oh, that's good. If you enjoy it, that's the important part at the end of it. And are any of you involved in clubs or student groups?
I am. I'm involved in HKN.
And what do you do with HKN?
The past two semesters, I've been an officer, so I've had various duties. The first semester, I planned activities for the group, like for members. And then the second semester, I put on a decal, which is a student-run class.
And how did you decide that HKN was a group that you wanted to work with?
It was just known on campus. Like, they do exam reviews, and, you know, they have the exam archive, so as soon as I was able to join, I wanted to.
Oh, okay. And do either of you work on campus?
So I have worked on campus in the past, and I'm going to work on campus again starting on Monday.
Okay, and what are you doing on campus?
So my first position, I had two of them. I was a tutor and, well, no, I was a reader and a office hours TA for EE16A.
Okay.
And so that's in the past, and on Monday, I'm going to be a tutor in the ESS.
Oh, for the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence?
Yes.
And I know we're big proponents of telling students to go there and get help, ask questions, get to know people, so you can come and talk to Chris now.
Come talk to me if you want any help on the 61 series.
Fantastic. And what would you say has been your most enjoyable course so far, Chris?
EE 105.
Why?
Because it was really hard.
And that made it enjoyable?
Yeah. Actually, you know, let me elaborate on that a little bit. So there's EE 105, there's CS61B, and EECS151. Those are all three of my favorite courses. And so EE 105, because it really woke me up to the Berkeley rigor. Like, the 61A wasn't too bad in my opinion. 16A, 16B weren't too bad in my opinion, but 105 was like the first EE course where I said, oh my God, like, what have I done to myself? EECS151 was kind of the same thing. The workload was super high, but the material was really interesting. And 61B, the coursework was really interesting, and I love the professor. I love the professor for all three of those classes, but Josh Hugg particularly sticks out to me as someone who was just super friendly and really fair.
And you felt like you got a lot of the class when you finished it?
Yeah, I got a lot of... Oh, the projects were amazing, too.
Oh, good. Amanda?
I also want to say EE 105 was my favorite class for the same reasons as Chris. It was really hard, and I liked it. It was like totally new material, so nothing that we had ever seen before.
So if you could go back and change one thing from your first year, what would you do differently?
So the rigor at Berkeley is much higher for me than community college, so when I came in, I was kind of taking it easy. I was like, I got this. I got straight A's. Everything is good. And then I sort of kind of floundered a little bit. Like, I still got okay grades, but I would tell the students to prepare as much as you can beforehand. Don't come in expecting Berkeley to be like community college where you can kind of not go to class and stuff. Like, go to discussion, go to lecture, and study the material beforehand, and you should be okay. But don't think it's easy.
And so if someone were to ask you what resources on campus that you found the most useful, is there one resource, campus resource, that stands out to you?
Go to office hours. Office hours are a huge help. If there's any hole in your comprehension, the professor can fill it up.
Do you have any notes for how to make an office hour successful? Because I know a lot of people are concerned about or even being intimidated to go to office hours. So how would you approach that?
Well, the professors hold office hours specifically to help you, so I wouldn't be intimidated at all. I would go in with questions already arranged, though.
Okay.
Like, maybe make, like, don't go in not having studied any of the material and saying, teach me all of the semester. Like, go in, say, professor, I've studied the material. I still don't understand this. This needs a little bit of clarification. Can you please help me? And then they'll be more than willing to help you.
Is there any other last-minute notes or anything that you haven't talked about today that you think the incoming transfer students should know or can benefit from?
If you're looking for housing, there's a Facebook group, Housing.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, that's a good way to find it.
So I would say, please get outside of your area of campus. Like, a lot of people, EECS people in particular, I think they spend a lot of time in Soda and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sproul, go to the RSF, take in your environment, because there's more to Berkeley than just labs.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to come in here and talk to us today. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, I'm excited today. We've got Neri Barrera visiting with us. Our last interview we had with Chris and Amanda, and they were both EECS students, so we're bringing in some other students from other majors. Neri, can you tell us your name again, what your major is, what community college you went to, and maybe a little bit more about you as a transfer student?
Okay. Thanks for inviting me. My name is Neri Barrera. I transferred from Skyline College last year. My major is Environmental Engineering Science. And another thing about me is that I'm also a student parent.
And what advice would you give our listeners that are transferring here from a community college?
Okay. One thing that I have seen that it's common between transfer students is the intimidation to transfer from a community college to one of the best universities of the world. So my advice is, don't feel intimidated, because if you were admitted to UC Berkeley, well, you already have the potential to succeed here.
And how have you gone about creating a community at Berkeley?
Okay, my major is one of the smallest in the College of Engineering. So I had to go through a lot of classes without knowing too much people. So one thing that I do is that I try to speak to everyone. For example, in one of my engineering classes, I didn't know anybody, so I had to create a group from scratch, start to talking to people, and right now actually we're really good friends.
Is there anything particular that you start talking to them about, or do you have like an opening line or anything like that that you start a conversation with?
Pretty much just about homeworks, like how are you doing the homework? So after that, you start seeing that people are struggling in the same areas as you, so you start like seeing more things in common. So then, okay, so let's meet to finish this homework. And when you see, you have five people working alongside.
So to go off script a little bit, have you ever gone to faculty office hours to help either make a stronger community or just to talk to the faculty?
Yes. For example, all the time I like to go talk to my professor, to my GSI, and you can see that there's always people like there. And same, they have to help everyone. So while they are helping someone else, you can like talk about your homework with some other students, and you can actually get help from them.
So you can even do that networking starting in office hours.
Exactly, yes.
And how are you involved in research at UC Berkeley?
Yes, I am. I'm currently working at the College of Natural Resources. We are doing environmental research, and I'm pretty much in charge of analyzing data.
And what advice do you have for other students that are looking for research?
Try to do networking, talk to people, and always show your potential because you never know who might be looking at you.
And are you involved in any clubs or student groups on campus?
So right now, well, I'm part of T-Prep, so we actually have several activities. I also have in mind joining the Society of Engineering Sciences. The last two semesters, I haven't been able to, even though I want to, because when we have the meetings, it's the same time that I have classes. So it's not helpful.
So if you can make it work into your schedule, there is groups that you want to be part of?
Yes, definitely.
Have you worked with your ESS advisor?
Yes, all the time. I call my ESS advisor all the time, send her emails. She's like very helpful. I think one of the mistakes that students do is assume that something is going to happen or something is not going to happen. But your ESS advisor is there to tell you, yes, you can do this, or maybe you can't do that. So I think it's a really good resource.
So usually ESS advisors are as more of a proactive stance on different activities or questions that you have?
Yes, all the time. So for example, whenever I have a question can I take this this course? Do you think I can do this course with this other one? My advisor has been really helpful telling me, yes, you can do it. Or maybe try some other stuff. Mm-hmm.
And what has been your most enjoyable course so far?
So far is E177. It's advanced programming with MATLAB. Pretty much they taught us how to create apps in MATLAB and apply those apps to engineering topics.
And if you could go back and do one thing differently in your first year at Berkeley, what would you change?
So I would be more confident of my potential. More aware that what I can do, what I can accomplish, and more aware of what I know.
So you mentioned earlier that you were a parent, and I know we have quite a few student parents that are coming in this year. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas or expectations or hints that they could do to take into effect?
Being a student parent takes a lot of your time that you could use up to study. So pretty much my advice is try to take advantage of every little time. If you can, like, do homework or read something in, I don't know, 1 hour that you are maybe from a break, try to use it to accomplish as much as you can, because you don't want to, like, take time to spend with your family just to study.
And is there anything else that you wanted to add that you didn't get a chance to say yet?
Well, I think that would be it. Thank you very much again for inviting me.
Thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week with another edition of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And thank you for joining us.